Welcome to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Right now, a bipartisan group of U.S. representatives is visiting sites along the border with Mexico. Among them is a member of Congress, Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan's 8th District, and she joins us now. Welcome to the program, Representative Slotkin.
Thanks for having me.
So you're inspecting points of entry, U.S. Customs and Border Protection Station, and an immigration detention facility in the area of McAllen, Texas. What are you seeing?
Yeah, so we've been to two spots so far. We've been to an actual border port of entry called Hidalgo in the Rio Grande Valley. So literally, it in some ways, kind of similar to what you see at our own border in Detroit. It's where cars come over, and in this case, many, many more pedestrians coming over. But it's also where people can walk up to the border and seek asylum. So we were talking to the Customs and Border folks there about the overcrowding that they're seeing. We saw actually a number of asylum seekers waiting to be processed, given the Mylar blankets, just trying to understand the stress that's on the situation and making sure that, we're living up to our commitments to manage the situation in a humanitarian way with dignity. Then we also saw what's called the Donna facility, which is basically a massive warehouse that was built in 2014 when we had a prior surge in numbers of migrants. It is a place where when the Customs and Border folks at the border get overwhelmed, they bring people to this facility to be processed. And there's a bunch of CBP folks there as well. That facility is for families. So we saw lots of moms with their kids, people just in really, really, fleeing terrible situations down in Central America. We talked to a number of these women.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you'd had a chance to talk to any of the immigrants being held in detention. What were stories like?
Yeah, so we talked to a mother who was there with her son, was playing with a fire truck next to us, and she was, fleeing violence. She had family members who had been murdered, so she came with her son and seeking asylum. A couple of my other fellow congressmen and women were talking to another woman who was explaining how much money she was paying the smugglers and the cartels in order to get her over the border. All told, $10,000 when you successfully make it over the border, just to give people guidance on where to go and how to do it and who to call when you get to the other side. So there's definitely a massive criminal nexus going on in that's making money off of these people and their horrible, horrible situations.
What kind of conditions were they living in or staying in this center?
So, I'm aware of the fact that, they knew a group of members of Congress were coming, right? So,
right.
You are presented with what they give you. To be honest, the Donna facility is known as one of the best facilities. It's fully air conditioned. People had lots of space. This was families together. They had plenty of supplies. The women themselves, we asked them, do you get enough to eat? Do you have access to water? And they said, yes, look around. Like, they keep the snacks and the water out all the time. We have three meals a day. Besides it being a very cold facility, which I can attest to, the conditions there, what I understand, are some of the best we've seen. What I think what we saw on the port of entry was facilities just like our border in Detroit that are absolutely not set up for this kind of number coming over the border seeking asylum. The Customs and Border folks, they're not, trained to be taking care of people, and they don't seek to be doing that mission. They feel like they're not good at it, and we don't want them doing that mission. So the border locations are much tougher conditions, and my understanding is some of the facilities we're about to see here after lunch are going to be some of the more crowded and difficult places.
As we mentioned, this is a bipartisan group of members of Congress. You're a Democrat, but you're there with Republicans as well, including Paul Mitchell, who represents Michigan's 10th District. How are the Republicans reacting to what the group is seeing today?
This is the part of the reason I wanted to come on this trip with them, is I think it's important that we all have the same picture of what's going on here, and I've heard some of my colleagues on both sides of the aisle saying, wait, this is happening, and this is how this goes on. And, we saw the line of people waiting to walk over the border, and it's hours and hours long in the hot sun. And, you start to see people understand that, you know, that the system is just fundamentally broken. And I think it's important to come as a group together so that we see the same things and we can try and just suck some of the politics out of this issue.
Is that even possible, he says?
Well, I think it is for this group, and I think the responsibility of lawmakers is to try, right? I had someone ask me today, you know, Congress has been thwarted, you know, in previous Congresses in any kind of bipartisan immigration reform, and we know that it's the system that's broken, and it's people who are suffering for it. And so they said, is it even worth trying? And I said, that is our job. You know, it is the job of this group to spend, as we're going to do tonight, 3 hours after we've seen what we see, to just barrel down and try and get some real ideas for legislation, bipartisan legislation, and then take it back to our colleagues. And you know what? It may not work. It's such a political issue. It may not, but it is our job to try.
You've introduced a bill in Congress, the Short-Term Standards Act. It recently passed out of committee with bipartisan support. What's in that bill?
Sure. So this is a very, very simple concept, right? The Department of Homeland Security was stood up in 2002, and in its charter, in its original act that stood it up through Congress, it says that when people come over the border seeking asylum, that Customs and Border must provide food and water. And I think we all know that we need to be providing more than food and water. We need to provide for adequate shelter, temporary shelter. We need to provide for adequate hygiene, access to medical care, nutrition, right? That there are certain standards that we use across the world, right? If you are at work for the Bureau of Prisons, these are basic things that we give prisoners. If you are in the U.S. military, these are the same standards that we give our prisoners of war. So I think that those same standards should be applied to the Customs and Border folks, to the Department of Homeland Security. So it amends the original charter to include all of those things. And it got bipartisan support out of the Homeland Security Committee.
From what you've seen and heard so far on your trip, how well do you think ICE is doing in its treatment of detainees?
So we haven't yet gone to an ICE facility, so that is coming up. So we will learn more about that. Obviously, some of the stories that I've heard are extremely, extremely disturbing. And it's our job as folks, you know, in oversight roles to make sure that even if one or two cases are going on that are this horrible, that they must stop. And there must be accountability from the leadership. And, you know, I think that there is no contradiction between keeping ourselves safe, making sure we know who's coming in and into our borders and that anyone coming in doesn't pose a threat, but then also providing for the humanitarian treatment of all people. That is our mandate, and ICE and anyone else, there's no exception to that.
Are you getting a sense of whether the people who are in detention were aware of what a mess things are at the border right now before starting the trip here?
Yeah, it is clear to me. I mean, one of the things that shocked me, to be honest, in this sort of criminal nexus and the cartels that help move people over our borders is we were there in Hidalgo, and the head of Customs and Border pointed out to me a man who was on the Mexican side of the border, right on the other side of the bridge, and he was basically an intelligence collector for the cartels. He watched what was happening at the border. He watched how many inspections were happening. He saw our congressional delegation. He sits there every day, he says, and he reports on changes at the border to the cartels. So when you're talking about a cartel having an intelligence arm, that's a higher level of sophistication, frankly, than I understood. So that was pretty amazing to see, and I think my peers were similarly surprised.
What do you believe we should do to address the issue of people coming across the southern border seeking asylum? Because remember, it's not illegal to seek asylum. Is there room to negotiate with the president on how we deal with asylum seekers?
Well, I think no matter what, we have to be a place and a country that allows people to come here when they're fearing persecution and death. There are plenty of us who know that if our families a couple generations ago were in the exact same situation, we always have to have that as an option. So to me, there's no negotiating. The president has said things like getting rid of asylum. That's beyond the pale. That's not American. So to me, that's not a position that I want to negotiate on. I do think that we have the right to know when people are here waiting for their asylum cases to be heard, that they are not getting into bad activities, that we know where they are. They need to show up for their court cases. So I think there are things we can do to make sure that there's accountability on people once they come in, more than what we're doing. And I think a lot of these people want to have their day in court. They want to have a lawyer, and they want to plead their case. But to me, the idea that we would be negotiating on, you know, scaling back our the ability to seek asylum, I have a real problem, a real moral problem with that.
As the trip has gone so far, what's your takeaway at the moment?
I mean, my takeaway is that the policy and political disagreements in Washington have created such a broken system, and it's punishing everyone. It's punishing, first and foremost, the migrants who are coming over. It's punishing our CBP officers. It's punishing the Border Patrol. It's punishing these kids. Who are being still, in some cases, separated. And that means it's Washington's responsibility to do something. And that's part of why this trip in particular was important to me, because we're going to produce something, and then it's on the rest of Congress to either ignore it or actually get to work.
Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan's 8th District talking to us from a congressional trip to the southern border. Thanks for taking the time.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.